Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff, your parenting was recently called out.
It was. Thank you for letting me tell the people about this. My mother-in-law was in town over the weekend. I love her to death, a very nice woman. She comes to me, and she says to me, she's like, Jeffrey, my sister, which would be Olive's great aunt, is calling my parenting into question. She doesn't think I'm a good parent. So I'm like, well, why would she say this? And I hardly see her. The pandemic and everything, I haven't seen her in 2+ years. She's like, well, she saw a Facebook post that you put up about like 3, 4, or 5 months ago. It's been a while now, where you gave Olive an all sugar day. And I thought it was a genius plan, to tell you the truth. What I did was I told Olive, because my wife was out of town, we were hanging out. I said, honey, how about an all sugar day? So from
Heather is shaking her head.
We went to Five Below. She got to pick out as much candy as she wanted. Yes, I put it on the Facebook, not the Twitter. I didn't want people to judge me. Twitter's a different crowd, you know.
Yeah.
And at 12 o'clock, she was allowed to start eating sugar. And she was allowed to eat it until like 6 o'clock.
6 hours.
Yeah, she regulated herself. She's a five-year-old. What's going to happen, right? So we did this, and I put up the picture. And everybody's like, oh, my God, you're a great dad. Oh, my God, you're awesome. Except for her great aunt. She thinks I'm an awful parent. So it got me wondering. I got two things. Number one, has any parent out there ever been called into question about their parenting? Because you know people, man. People that don't have kids, people that have kids, they love to tell you, oh, you're doing a crappy job. You should do this. Oh, you can't be their friends. Oh, you got to establish a bedtime. Oh, she's still in your bed. You're pathetic. So you get a lot of that. And then the second thing, and this is where I want really to know, because I'm planning on doing another one. My wife's going out of town in October. So I'm planning on doing the All Sugar Day 2. Where we go back to Five Below, we buy a bunch of sugar and poppets, and she gets to enjoy it. She's very excited about it. So, bad idea, good idea, 248-539-9797. Jim, you look disgusted. You're not allowed to comment. You have no kids.
I mean, but there are rights and wrongs, right? I mean, there would be some things you could be doing with your...
How is that wrong?
I didn't say right or wrong.
Heather, you're Heather? About to be a parent.
I mean,
would you
I was
ever...
shaking. Oh, it's so easy for the non-parent to judge a parent because we don't have to deal with children. And I will say I do this. I mean, I think every person without kids, it's so easy to say, like, I can't believe they're letting them use an iPad at a restaurant. Like, it's
Oh my God, how do you get by
elsewise? I know, but it's easy for the non-parent to judge because we're not dealing with children at home. When you first said it, I was shaking my head because an all sugar day sounds absolutely horrendous, especially
ASD.
For your... On your end, like when you give a kid that much sugar, they go through the sugar high and then the fall, and you are the one dealing with all of those emotions.
Yeah, but he gets to be your friend. That's who Jeff is.
He wants to be a good guy.
You want to be a good
guy. Only dad wants to be friend.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Don't you start too, Tom. Okay? Yes, I want to be your friend. But the other thing is, I mean, the last all sugar day, she did say, Daddy, I want to start with the M&Ms, but then I'm going to go get the Jawbreakers. And I'm like, well, don't you think that maybe you should regulate it a little bit? And her response to me was, Daddy, you're not allowed to tell me what to do. It's an all sugar day. So I understand that, you know, maybe I'm giving her too much power, but she did love it. And then she passed out.
Is there a limit to this?
Like you don't do this all the time.
Well, right. How often do your wife go out of town?
I mean, she goes out of town every now and then, but I only do, there's about 2 all sugar days a year. Oh. So every 6 months.
I don't think it's that bad, seriously. Is it something I would do? Probably not, but...
That is such a Tom Milliken thing to say.
I think I would limit it some. Like, okay, yeah, we're going to do... We'll have a special thing here. But unlimited? I mean, they can go crazy.
I agree with Tom. I don't think it's the worst thing you can do. You are a great dad, Rieger. You really are. But...
Thank you.
I think it's fine, you know, in small amounts every once in a while. Sure, go for it. It's fun to do something special for your child when your wife's out of town. But
what does Bob and Troy have to say? That's the real question. Bob, you're on 97.1.
Bob, what are you thinking?
Hey, good morning, guys. Reeves, I had an incident with my son when he was in second grade. He's 18 and graduated now. I gave him 2 fruit roll-ups as a snack for lunch. And evidently it went back to his teacher, because the next day when I dropped him off, she pulled me aside and said, "Hey, Mr. So-and-so, 1 fruit roll-up is bad enough, but 2? And I just, like, looked at him crookedly and went, looked at her and went, "I'll give my kid a bag of sugar and a spoon if I want."
You're damn right you will, Bob. Good for you.
She looked at me and I said, "Don't ever come up to me again with something so trite." That's a good word.
Trite.
Bob just impressed himself.
Bob, that's a good poll.
I'm impressed by you.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rieger. You know what?
Thanks, bud.
I think the great aunt, she's probably sitting around eating ding-dongs and ho-hos.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about that.
Yeah, let's get her. Yeah, let's call her.
She might be listening. You want to call her?
No.
Me neither.
Daily menu out there.
It's so easy to talk about her behind her back, although you're doing it on the radio, so she might find out. This ticket tech says, "Rieger, you're the reason why stupid people should not breed." I think that's
a little harsh.
It's a little extreme, don't you think?
That's not as bad as the one earlier where, what was the text, that you're an insult to skin?
What?
Waste the skin. Yeah, get it right.
I missed that one.
Ticket texture says, "Is Rieger taking his daughter to the dentist every 6 months? If so, who cares how much candy she gives her?"
Oh, yeah, she goes. She gets the teeth cleaned. We brush her teeth every morning and night. I mean, come on. It's like one time. Come on. How about Sam in Detroit? Can I take this?
Yeah, let's talk to Sam.
He's mad at me. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you, man. Listen, I'm a father of 4. What you're doing, potentially, is setting yourself up where your daughter is not going to see you as an authority figure. Let's think about what you said. You let her start at noon, and then she can regulate herself. So if she's regulating herself at 5 on candy, who's to say that she's not going to think that she can regulate herself on, you know, hanging out, being out late herself? And that conversation that you're going to have with her later on, remember, she's your 5-year-old now. But she's going to be your 15, 16-year-old.
Don't say that, Sam. Sam, do not say that.
Sam, Rieger still thinks she's just going to be 5 forever. He can't
fathom.
You can't wear that thong.
Oh, she's going to have you wrapped around her finger like she's 5 forever, the way it sounds like, man. Listen, it's okay to have your kids with treats. You know, I give my kids treats, but, you know, I'll tell you a couple things that I deal with my kids. Just one. You know, they couldn't have, like, if we were having dinner, you know, and we got, like, Kool-Aid or pop or whatever it is, they have to drink water with dinner. You know what I mean? So you finish your food, you have a digestive, you know, water to help digest the food, and then you get your sugar afterwards. Started it early. Never an issue now. Even when we go out to eat, you go to our table, their pops are sitting there, they're drinking water. It's the standard that you set early. So it can be a bad thing for a 5-year-old.
It's a great point. It is, but it's only one time. Or 2 times a year. He makes a great point. I mean, it is, my kid loves the chocolate milk, right? And to have her drink water all the time seems like the greatest dream in the world. Because right now, she loves the chocolate milk. So Sam has a great point, but I'm just saying it's one time.
That chocolate milk, her and Stoney.
Yeah, look how he turned out.
Oh, crap.
248-539-9797.
Is this show done yet?
We are not done yet.
A quick ticket text. And I want to read this to you. It says, "Rieger might be a bad radio personality, but I don't think he's a bad dad. Have fun with your kids. Do something special. She'll remember it forever."
We're getting some good response on this because you admitted you do a sugar day.
All sugar day.
Not every week, not every month, but a couple times a year. You let your 5-year-old just go to town on all the sugar she can possibly squeeze into her body. And you
when you say it like that, it doesn't sound great.
And you've been getting some pushback internally through the family grapevine, insinuating you're not doing a great job as a parent. And we've asked people, have you been backseat parented? Is Jeff doing anything wrong here? And for the most part, I think people are coming to your defense.
I mean, some, yes. The caller, Sam from Detroit, he does raise a good point. However,
well, I agree with Sam. We parent that way in limiting things, you know. And but Jeff, I don't. For once or twice a year, this is not a big deal.
Thank you, Tom.
Ticket texter. This is Brian at work. Says I'm a pretty conservative dad with strict rules, but I think this is a great idea. She's going to remember these days fondly. Good work.
See, I mean, let's be honest. I'm 46 years old. I'm going to be dead soon. Like honestly, I need my kid to remember me and think fondly of me. So yeah, hopefully not too soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.